Gene Rayburn here to invite you to join me in relaxing to the voice of Dino Martin, who sings Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. Keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Well, I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling crack and cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughened coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I hold it to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Monitor brought to you by Ford with 50 new models for 1970, including the all-new Torino shaped by the wind, and Mustang, number one. There's Mustang. Ford is the going thing.
Oh, look at this car. The 1970 Mustang Mach 1. Much too aggressive for me. I hope no salesman comes up to me, because whenever a salesman says, may I help you, I begin running a fever. Listen, that's why I buy everything by mail. Even my groceries. Mustang Mach 1, 428 cubic inches of V8, dual exhausts, steel wheels, hood latches, competition suspension. Competition, that word, oh, scares me to death. Well, I'll just slump down here in the front seat, and I hope nobody catches me. Oh, I like these high back bucket seats, and this wall-to-wall carpeting. Four on the floor. Hey, can a guy get some service around here? Let's get that sales book over here and write this little jobby up. Come on, let's move those other cars out of the way. Let's make room for number one.
If a salesman or other strangers make you start running a fever, try running with number one, the 1970 Mustang.
Pursuing our special subject this weekend, fall and winter vacation travel, Monitor heads for Alaska, which struck it rich recently in leasing oil lands and may soon add some tourist gold. The question is, what activities can a tourist engage in up there in the wintertime? Well, according to the famous old Alaskan saying, when in Nome, do as the Nomans do, they go ice fishing. Guide Wally Scott explains the details to our Monitor reporter.
How do you accomplish this in the middle of winter, Wally?
Well, the way we do it here in Nome, of course, first thing we have to get our dog teams all reared up and ready to go, which we go behind the Bering Sea, out on the Bering Sea itself, which is completely frozen over. We load on our passengers and we start out through the over the ice. We go down about a mile down the coast and we find a good spot where we think there may be some fish, and so we have to chip through the ice, which is normally 4 to 5 feet in thickness. We chip through it and we make a nice size hole, and then we start jigging for the fish, and we come up with some real good ones. It's an exciting tour, an exciting time out on the Bering Sea.
How do the tourists from the lower 48 states or the warmer parts of the world get dressed up and prepared for this kind of fishing expedition? And by the way, do they catch any fish?
They sure do. They catch a lot of fish. They sure do. But we like to dress them up in the local equipment that we use. We give them beautiful parkies. We give them hats if they need a hat. We've got heavy mittens and gloves. We've got flight pants. And we also have mucklucks. So when they go out in to brave the old storms, why, of course, they're dressed for it.
How cold does it get when they go fishing out in the Bering Sea?
Well, it may dip down to 30 below, but normally it's around zero. And the temperatures are good for the dog teams. We like it a little colder because the dog teams will glide easily over the snow and ice. But normally it's a very mild winter and very exciting, too.
How large are the groups that go out fishing in the Bering Sea in the middle of winter?
Well, we've had as high as 50 or 60 in a group. And, of course, we keep them busy, those that are fishing. They're trying for the tom cod. The others we have out on the dog teams were going over the ice seas, and that's quite a thrill.
Now, your regular tourist who comes out does the dog sled riding and he fishes through the ice, but I suppose that you do have arrangements also for a man who wants to come out and hunt a walrus or take home a seal skin. What kind of an expedition does he take?
Well, we can set him up with the local guides here, and with the Eskimo people that will take him out to hunt his walrus and his seal if he'd like to do that. It's usually a 3 or 4 day hunt, and it is a lot of fun. And two, going along with this, at the winter time, the furs are prime, and we have the local man here that's been here for quite a few years. He explains the furs to the people, shows them how to use the ivory and baleen, an overall explanation and demonstration of the local products that we have roaming our country up here in the Arctic.
Guide Wally Scott in Alaska. And incidentally, if you're planning a trip to our 49th state, you might be interested to know that a survey by Dun & Bradstreet failed to discover a single antique shop there. But there are 254 bars, saloons, and nightclubs. And try to keep the cheering down, will you, fellas?
Once again, I'm talking to the man who claims to have the most sensitive hearing in the world. He lives inside a 1970 Ford.
Now, look, you're going to have to cover your wristwatch because that pounding's killing my ears.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Living inside a 1970 Ford, where do you eat?
Well, smart drive-ins. No knives, forks, plates. Just eat your fried chicken with your fingers because they're quiet. And no salt.
No salt?
No, the sound of salt shaking drives me bananas.
Do you ever invite friends to your 1970 Ford? I mean, you've got a spacious living room front here.
Yeah, well, I served dinner here for six last week.
What'd you serve?
Oh, let's see. We had oatmeal, sour cream, mashed potatoes, a chocolate pudding.
That doesn't sound very good.
It was lousy, but it was quiet.
Oh, then it was a success.
Well, no. Someone snuck in a raw carrot.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just one bite gave me a terrific headache.
What'd you do?
Well, what any host would do. I told him to leave the table and eat the rest of his dinner in the trunk.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty part of the 1970 Big Ford. It's built stronger and better. So, even with the engine going at 60,
yes,
and someone eating a raw carrot back there in the trunk,
right,
it is quiet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got this crisp piece of celery I'd like to munch on. So, I think I'll go hide in the broom closet while I enjoy it. I'll be back in a few moments. The same place here, right on the monitor beat.
Day after day, more people drive Chevrolet. Hey, got to get on the move. Let a Chevy take you away.
Get on the move with the 70 Chevrolet Impala and see why other cars wish they had 70 to do over again.
Day after day, more people drive Chevrolet.
Lonely table just for one.
This is Engelbert Humperdinck. They tell me that being a pilot in the Air Force is probably the most exciting kind of career a man could wish for. If you're about to graduate, or if you already have a degree and you're looking for a great place to put your energy and talents, why not be an officer on the aerospace team? See your local Air Force recruiter today.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. Gene Rayburn again, and at 18 minutes past the hour, here's a monitor tip for the home handyman. Before re-gluing a piece of furniture or any other articles made of wood, you should remove all the old glue, and the easiest way is with hot vinegar. Be sure the wood is thoroughly dried before you apply the fresh glue. Now for a tip to you dedicated guys who like to work with hand tools, and that includes you professional fellas in shop and factory work. How would you like a tool that'll clamp easily around almost any item or several items, no matter how oddball their shapes, and lock on there tight while you do the work? Well, that's a vice grip chain clamp with a 19-inch chain that'll lock on anything you can wrap it around. It won't slip, yet it releases easily and quickly. Then there's the vice grip welding clamp that holds work so you can have both hands free to do a better welding job. For sheet metal work, you need a vice grip sheet metal tool, perfect for forming and bending metal. And upholsters think it's stupendous. There's also the vice grip C-clamp that adjusts to the right opening before use and stays adjusted for doing tedious, repetitious jobs. All these handy tools have the same locking one-ton grip and easy release of the famous vice grip plier wrench. You'll find these helpful, handy vice grip tools wherever tools are sold. Just make sure the name vice grip is stamped right on the tool. Whatever the weather, if you're listening to Monitor, it's a beautiful day now by the Buckingham.
It's a beautiful day for loving, only for loving. What can I say? Nothing but feeling like something. Shadows are gone.
Solid-state amplifier, and all four speakers in the sound system. covered in a real good-looking walnut grain vinyl, too. And best of all, you can own one without it costing you an arm and a leg. VM compact stereo systems start as low as $129.95. So if you're looking to buy a record player or a tape recorder or a console, it's worth looking for the VM dealer in your area. Because if you haven't heard the voice of music, you haven't heard anything yet. After leading his team, the St. Louis Cardinals, into two straight World Series, Red Shandines finds now that he'll be a spectator when the National League playoffs start next week. The other day, I talked to him about the clubs in that playoff. First, the New York Mets.
Well, you know, Joe, we see them. We see the boys down there in St. Petersburg, the Mets, and each year. And they laughed about the Mets, the amazing Mets, and come see the Mets lose, more or less. But last spring, I could see that they didn't make the mistakes. They hit the cutoff man. They made the plays. They threw to the right base. And anytime you do that, and with their defense, and when you have pitching like they have, you got a chance to win. And I think that's the big difference with the Mets this year and other years.
Talk about the Atlanta Braves. How would you describe that ball club? What is their strength? Where is their weakness?
Well, they have two real fine pitchers, Amico and Reed. And their bullpen is fairly good. Stone, a left-handed pitcher, pitched well in the beginning of the year. He wasn't too good right in the middle of the year, and they took him out of rotation, put him in a bullpen, and he came back, and he's pitching well again. So, of course, and then you've got Henry Aaron on that ball club. And
is that the man you fear? Do you pitch around here?
Oh, you have to. If you don't pitch around him, he's gonna hurt you, and Henry's having an outstanding year this year, and just like if it was his first year, and I guess there's not a better right fielder, and that's pretty hard to say in the league, unless you want to talk about Clemente, mm-hmm. but he's a real terrific ball player. His fielding, his balance on the bases, he can steal bases, he has a good arm, he does everything the way a ball player should do it.
Who's the leader?
He's the best.
On the San Francisco Giants, Red, would you describe that ball club for me?
Well, see, we hadn't played, we're in another division, and of course, we play in so many games, and of course you have to fear that big guy over there, Willie McCovey, and I know we're not the only club that fear him, and he can hurt you quicker than I guess anyone in the league, where he can pop that home run, and he's a tough hitter. I would think with the San Francisco ball club, with Marichal and Perry, the two fine pitchers, and the rest of their ball club, having the big guy McCovey on their club, if they win, I think they would give the Mets more problems.
Red, I think Baltimore and the Mets to be in the World Series with Baltimore to win it. Do you have any idea?
Well, I know between our National League East and the West, if the Mets play as well as they have been playing, they don't do anything wrong, if they keep doing that, it just might be one of these big years for the Mets, and they might beat Baltimore.
You stay in the National League all along?
Oh, I have to, and I'm going to have to stay in the Eastern Division because that's where we're at, and I hope that they beat the Western Division because that's just only natural. You feel like you're in a good division and a strong division. Of course, the West is too, but I'm going to have to root for the Mets.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was St. Louis Cardinals manager Red Shandines. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Ken Cigarette.
What a good time. What a good time for a Ken. Hey, hey, what a good time. The good taste of Ken was meant for a day like today.
If you like them long, if you like them good tasting, get with Kent Hundreds. When it comes to the long ones, nobody does it like Kent does it. So try them.
What a good time for a kid.
Thank you.
and groovy grubworm. We're approaching the mid-hour break here at Monitor, but before we get there, a big hello to all the folks listening to us over WMAJ, State College, Pennsylvania, and to everybody everywhere on the NBC line. Gene Rayburn back shortly.
Murray the K does his thing tonight on Monitor 69.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moms Mabley with a few words about the March of Dimes prenatal care campaign. Moms, introduce yourself.
Well, you know who this is by the voice, I guess. It's Mom. And I want to talk this evening to my little girls, my young mothers, the ones that's expecting. And I'm talking to you on a very serious subject. Listen, honey, you should be good to your baby before it's born. Your chances of having a good, healthy baby is much better if you see a doctor early and often during your pregnancy. So listen to Mom. If you're expecting, or even if you think you might be, honey, don't take chances. See your doctor right away. It's the best thing you can do. Take Mom's advice. You should be good to your baby before it's born.
This is the place, the Brad Crandall Place. Weeknights, 9 to midnight on WNBC. Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 67 degrees in New York and sunny. The trustees of the State University of New York indicate the school must be made more relevant to the needs of today. This by announcing revisions in the State University Master Plan. The revisions call for an urban center on Long Island, more opportunities at the State University for poor people who want college educations, and a new School of Social Services in Binghamton. The revisions in the Master Plan for the State University of New York must be approved by Governor Rockefeller and the Board of Regents. A small group of Harlem residents picketed Gracie Mansion early today. There was no trouble. The people from Harlem were complaining about the number of police patrolling the site of the planned state office building at 125th Street and 7th Avenue. They want the police to patrol the streets and fight crime and evil instead of standing around guarding a vacant lot. Mayor Lindsay will meet tonight with Adam Clayton Powell. The Democratic congressman from Harlem is considering endorsing Lindsay's effort to win re-election. Mayor Lindsay says overtime work by more than 1,000 sanitation men on each of the last three Sundays has done some good. Lindsay claims the garbage men have picked up more than 15.5 million pounds of refuse. 1,255 sanitation men will be on overtime tomorrow in another bid to catch up on accumulations of rubbish in the city. Mrs. Frank Marasco says her son is a hero. Mrs. Marasco lives in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Captain Robert Marasco, her 27-year-old son, is accused of murdering a South Vietnamese suspected of being a double agent. Captain Marasco and five other Green Beret officers are charged with murder and conspiracy in the case. Mrs. Marasco says the men in Vietnam were operating under orders. She says, and we quote, "This is war. What are we playing, a game of hide and seek?" Her husband, Frank Marasco, says if the tables were turned and his son was shot by a double agent, all he would get would be a call that said his son was killed in the line of duty. Police are searching the Upper West Side of Manhattan for Tondaleo Jones. She's 3 years old, blonde, has hazel eyes, weighs about 30 pounds, is about 3 feet tall. The little girl disappeared from in front of her home at 533 West 133rd Street Thursday afternoon. Police have no leads in the case. They've set up a special number to call for people who have information that might be helpful. That number is 864-4600. In other news from WNBC at this hour, an explosion has rocked a National Guard armory in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Several hundred guardsmen were conducting drills nearby, and first reports indicate a dozen or more were injured, some seriously. There were no immediate reports of deaths in that explosion in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Speaking in Groton, Connecticut, Defense Secretary Laird says the United States has decided not to challenge Russia in new submarine construction, at least for now. The government of Czechoslovakia has resigned in a sweeping purge of liberals by the Czech Communist Party. This is the day to sing happy birthday to college football. WNBC's John Michaels reports.
It all started 100 years ago when Rutgers and Princeton played a game called football, but which resembled soccer.
Today, a national highlight of the collegiate football schedule is the Rutgers-Princeton Centennial football game. The entire weekend has been set aside here in New Brunswick to celebrate the centennial. One of the first things to happen, though, occurred in Princeton. It was thought enterprising Rutgers engineering students managed to cart a half-ton revolutionary war cannon from the front steps of the Princeton campus police headquarters. But it was later revealed as a hoax by Princeton students. In New Brunswick, New Jersey, this is John Michaels for WNBC News.
The Mets will try to extend their winning streak to 7 games today. They play the Phillies in Philadelphia. The Yankees host the Baltimore Orioles at the stadium. In college football, Columbia hosts Lafayette. Wagner welcomes CW Post, and Gettysburg is at Hofstra. Notre Dame is at Purdue. Ohio State defends its national title against Texas Christian, and Army is at Vanderbilt. The forecast, sunny and mild this afternoon and tomorrow, high both days in the mid-70s, clear tonight with a low in the mid to upper 50s. There's no chance of rain this afternoon. Winds are now southwest at 9 miles an hour, the relative humidity 56%. It's 67 degrees and sunny in New York City. Again, the hour's top story, State University trustees propose master plan revisions which include a new school of social services. Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now, back to NBC's Monitor with Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn here, wondering if you're thinking of taking a fall or winter vacation this year. If so, this is the place, because Monitor is presenting a host of fall and winter vacation ideas this weekend. We'll be hearing from a leading travel authority shortly. At the moment, a leading singing group, Vanity Fair, early in the morning.
Evening is the time of day I find nothing much. Something in the early morning meadow tells me that today you're on your way and you'll be coming home, home to me. Nighttime isn't clear to me. I find nothing near to me. Don't know what to do. When it's early in the morning, very, very early, without warning, I can feel a newly formed vibration sneaking up on me again. There's a slumber on my pillow. I can see the budding weeping willow. I can see the sun, you're on your way, and you'll be coming home.
One of the nice things about Monitor is that while you're listening, you can also do a few light chores around the house. For instance, you got a favorite mirror with scratches on the back? You can repair it by filling in the scratches with aluminum foil, removing the excess foil and coating the repaired area with colorless shellac. Now a word from your A to Z rental center.
This is Ed McMahon with a question. Got a little patching up to do around your house? I have an idea that'll save you money. Do it yourself. That's right. If you're the least bit handy, you can do a good job when you have the right tools. And that's where my second big idea comes in. Instead of spending a lot of money on tools you may only use occasionally, why not rent them from A to Z? When you rent tools and equipment from an A to Z rental center, you pay only for the time you actually use the tools. And whether it's a sander, a plane, a wallpaper steamer, whatever you need to get the place back in shape, you can rent it at A to Z's reasonable rates. It's one of the reasons why A to Z has grown so fast, with over 400 centers across the country. It's because we offer people like you the things you need when you need them. Get to know your local A to Z rental center. You'll find it listed in the yellow pages under rental service. A to Z is first in line.
Just a quick note for you folks on the go. Take along Miller High Life. You and your friends will enjoy Miller. Get a couple of six-packs of those gold cans. Or, if a party's planned, grab a case of Miller. Miller makes it right. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
A little earlier today, as we examined the subject of fall and winter vacations, we heard about the somewhat chilling sport of ice fishing in the Arctic off the Alaska coast. Well, that's not the only exotic kind of activity available for travelers. And for information on other areas, Frank Blair talked with Richard Joseph, travel editor of Esquire magazine.
Joseph, is there any new money-is-no-object trip or travel arrangement for people who want something out of the ordinary in travel this year?
Well, there always is. There are tour operators specializing in trips, flights over the North Pole, trips to the Gobi Desert, and so forth. But actually, the news has been more in some amazing bargains. For example, one tour operator is offering a 17-day all-expense trip to India from New York for $799. Now, that's less than the usual airfare. And on this, they travel around India on a private air-conditioned train. They stop at the best hotels. This is an example of the inclusive tour charter. The tour operator charters a plane. The departures will start in December and run through April. There'll be regular departures of groups. Assuming that the plane will be fully booked, the tour operator will still be able to make money out of taking people to India for about $800 and back.
Gee, that sounds great. What new developments do you foresee in the travel industry in the near future?
Well, this goes into the crystal ball department. I don't know about near future, but I do feel that within the next 10 years, it is possible to have commercial travel by spaceships, by rockets. So I think within the next 10 years, it's possible that we may go from New York to London by rocket.
Well, on that futuristic note, we'll have to end this happy talk. Our guest has been Richard Joseph, travel editor of Esquire magazine.
Pretty wild idea, that, rocket travel to England. You know something, if that happens, you could go to an off-Broadway show from here in the States by hopping the early evening rocket to London's West End and have a late snack back in your hometown. A question for you monitor motorists now. You ever notice that whenever you have to change a flat tire, somehow you never can find the correct end of the lug wrench that fits the nuts on the wheel, not without making about 3 tries? Well, it adds aggravation to an already annoying situation. What to do? Well, you still have the chance, like today. Mark the correct end with a dab of bright colored paint. Now this from Valvoline.
All you need to know about motor oil is Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is it's Valvoline. Because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car.
All you need to know about motor oil is Valvoline.
We could say that Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures. And Valvoline extends life of bearings, cams, lifters, and other vital engine parts. But But all we ask is that you remember this next time you change motor oil.
All you need to know about motor oil is Valvoline.
Valvoline, another fine product of Ashland Oil and Refining Company.
When you have a sandwich, Campbell up. Any lunch goes better when you Campbell up.
Campbell up a sandwich with Campbell's chicken noodle soup, and you've got a delicious hot lunch. You get real egg noodles and two chicken stocks, one for richness, one for flavor.
Nothing warms you so, nothing makes you glow like a bowl of soup when you sit down and Campbell up.
And this is a place where you get everything from soup to nuts, audio-wise, that is, on the Monitor Beacon. WNBC, this is the place. The place for music, news, weather, and me. WNBC, right here. This is the place. The place for Fortune Phone and me. WNBC. This is the place for you and me, Charlie Brown, weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m.
Listen. That's the sound of the finest camera in the world. It's an engineering masterpiece, but it can't compete with your eyes. The most expensive camera in the world can't respond as rapidly and reliably as your eyes. The most modern laboratory cannot reproduce photographs in colors as true to life as those you see with your eyes. Protect your eyes. The American Optometric Association asks, have you seen your vision specialist this year?
WNBC, Radio 660, New York. Gene Rayburn with more of Monitor, brought to you by Ford with 50 new models for 1970, including the all-new Torino shaped by the wind, and Mustang, number one. There's Mustang. Ford is the going thing.
Declared an emergency situation in the 13-block area of North Miami this week after a resident, Mrs. George Parkhurst, reported an invasion of giant African snails.
Mrs. Parkhurst, when did you first discover these snails?
About 2.5 years ago.
But yet, it's only been recently that you reported them. Is it because they seemingly have multiplied since?
They have multiplied terribly. I discovered about 6 months ago how they had multiplied because I put two in a jar to take to the feed store to see if he could help me. I tried to combat them myself for so long by putting them in a bucket and boiling them in water. You see, I pour boiling water on. And then, when the feed store man could give me no help, I decided I'd better get to the agriculture department.
The giant snails measure from 3 inches to 1 foot in length, and the North Miami neighborhood is the only known area of infestation in the United States. Agriculture Commissioner Connor said it's believed the youngster brought several snails into the country illegally about 3 years ago. But since the creatures have the reproductive capacity usually found in rabbits, there are literally thousands now. We asked Connor if the snails are disease carriers.
Probably so. I understand that diseases attack them, and the fact that they are a scavenger, they could very well carry diseases. But at this point, we may have no reason to be unusually alarmed about the diseases. It's just the menace of the snail devouring all the vegetation in the area, and this is what makes them a pest. They consume, apparently, an awful lot of vegetation, and that's your shrubbery. And then when they get into the agricultural areas, of course, it's economic plants.
Commissioner Connor added the giant snails have an enormous appetite for calcium and attach themselves to masonry walls, of which most Florida homes are constructed, to attain the mineral. But when the homeowner knocks them off, the paint goes with them. And they have gotten into air conditioning ducts and fouled up cooling systems. The state is bringing in a team of extermination experts in hopes of eliminating the crawling menace. But, said Commissioner Connor, the major problem is confining the snails to the present 13-block area. If not, it could be disastrous. This is Bob Thompson in Miami.
I don't know what it is with South Florida. You know, not long ago it was walking catfish, and now giant snails. Holy zoology, Batman!
But seriously, though, folks, it's a good idea to be careful about what you bring home from overseas vacations. We got enough problems of our own.
Oh, Monday.
From the moment you wake up, you are the victim of the noise explosion. The noise explosion disintegrates your peace of mind. You are invited to take a quiet break. In the 1970 Ford LTD.
Hey.
Turn off this noisy world. Test drive the 1970 Ford LTD for quiet that's built in, not just added on. A new kind of quiet.
Another music by Montenegro, Happy Together, the only way to be, right?
Thank you.
Monitor News on the Hour next.